DW.
I never know a place named even called Gran Canaria until I be here.
Suleiman Jallo speaks slowly, pronouncing each word carefully, as if he still can hardly believe it himself. Suleiman landed on the island of Gran Canaria, the popular tourist destination off Morocco's coast, one February night this year. Or rather, he landed on one of the bright red hulking cruisers of the Salvamento Marítimo, the Canary Islands Sea Rescue Service. They found him and around 30 fellow passengers way out in the Atlantic, 200 nautical miles from the island. The passengers were floating in rickety wooden boats, the kind of boat that has been leaving for the Canary Islands for years in the never-ending exodus from West Africa.
The first time I got in a boat to come, they said they're going to Spain. Okay, I have no idea where the Spain was look like. So I thought it's something like 1 hour, 2 hour, you are there. Then I jump on a boat. So after like 1 hour, 2 hours, then I started freaking out because I never been boat before. Then I asked the question, I said, okay, my friend, why are we not still yet reach where we are going? Then everyone will start laughing, talking in their language, and which of course I feel so stupid at that point in time because I don't know what they're saying, I don't know the language. The only language I understand better is French, but no one speaks French.
Suleiman Jallo, who originally comes from Senegal, is skinny and almost 2 meters tall. The 32-year-old had set off from the neighboring Arab country of Mauritania to Europe, a mirage of hope for millions of Africans. It's a trip of at least 1,000 kilometers, which in the best case lasts a week or ends tragically at sea. Hey. Since the Mediterranean route has been largely cut off, dozens, if not hundreds, of people come to the islands in the Atlantic every day, in wooden boats or on zodiacs. Last year, around 24,000 refugees from Morocco to Sierra Leone made it to the Canaries, almost nine times as many as in 2019. And 3,000 migrants already arrived in the first 3 months of this year. The shortest distance from the African coast to the Canaries is around 100 kilometers, and the route is considered dangerous because of strong currents. Many boats are overcrowded and not seaworthy. Most migrants have to be rescued at sea. Estimates by the Spanish Sea Rescue Service assume that thousands of people have drowned or died of exhaustion during the journey. Suleiman Jallo was lucky. He did not stay long in the refugee camp at a fishing village in the southwest of the island. The camp had quickly got a bad reputation for being the Canary Islands' own Lampedusa camp. Jallo was also not taken to one of the mass camps for illegal migrants in the capital, Las Palmas. Instead, he was accommodated only a few kilometers away in Puerto Rico, in a deserted tourist hotel, with Untove Lukok.
When they arrived here, my mission really was to deliver the food, because then the rest is taken care of by the Red Cross. But you saw straight away that it's not possible. You have to help, because you got like hungry, cold, frightened, nervous people coming into your restaurant. And actually what was the most shocking, because I knew they haven't ate for many days, a proper meal, is that they actually they couldn't eat a lot. So I was like worried, but of course when you have been so many days without food. But slowly then, and then all the staff, the cleaners that works here, the receptionist, the maintenance, all the people in the restaurants, they've been helping, everybody. We have been a big, big team together with the Red Cross. They probably think that we have been in the way sometimes because we have been maybe doing too much. But it is a joy to be a part of it.
Untove Lukok is Norwegian, 51 years old, with short black hair. Working in the hotel business in Gran Canaria for 22 years, she was one of the few who complied with the island's government's request to take in refugees at the hotel Puerto Calma. Almost all hotel and apartment complexes in Puerto Rico, the largest vacation resort in the extreme southwest of Gran Canaria, have been closed since the pandemic began. White apartment buildings and hotel complexes stretch up both sides of the steep rocky slopes of the valley, which goes straight down to the sea. The town's accommodation facilities, with 20,000 beds, is a product of the mass tourism that made the Canary Islands the most popular vacation destination for European sunseekers from the 1960s onward. Now, there are no colorful flags fluttering in the wind, only bedsheets with protest signs painted on them on the empty beach. SOS, the hospitality industry is dying, they say. But few hotel owners want to accommodate immigrants in their facilities, even though this creates jobs and is paid for by the state. Protests were regular sights in the city in late 2020 against unemployment, against the COVID-19 lockdown, tourism bans, and against the accommodation of refugees in empty hotels. Tourism and immigration are not compatible. That is the general attitude.
We must be in solidarity with the men and women who work in the hotels. None of them are working at the moment. There are hotels here that don't have a single guest. Here in Puerto Rico, we have 4,300 residents and 4,000 immigrants, which is unheard of anywhere else in the world. We are simple people. We just want to work. How can we do that when immigrants are housed in resorts? We want to treat them well, with respect. But tourism and migration are incompatible.
That's a common sentiment these days. The Canary Islands are being hit by several challenges at the very same time, the pandemic and refugees. But the anger is less an expression of xenophobia than one of despair, says Efigenio Hidalgo Sanchez.
The situation is critical. Since we have immigration, in addition to COVID, we have two problems. Tourism in the Canary Islands is an industry, the most important sector for the economy. If we put immigrants in hotel complexes, we are damaging that sector. Not because we are xenophobic, but because the tourism industry is there for tourism.
Efigenio Hidalgo Sanchez is the boss of an apartment complex in Puerto Rico. A helpful, amiable man in his mid-60s, he has been in the business for nearly 50 years. Like almost everyone in the industry, he's afraid of the damage to the Canary Islands' image that could be caused by the refugees.
I don't know Lampedusa, but if someone tells me Lampedusa is a beautiful place, but I know I'm going to face a problem there that shouldn't exist, then I'm not going to go there, and I'm going to look for another vacation destination.
The same worry. Everything is happening to the Canary Islands and their inhabitants at the same time. The Norwegian, Untove, however, has had a completely different experience.
When it comes to the tourism, I think that actually most tourists are positive for what we are doing, because they can't be here anyway. I have had feedback that people will definitely come and see what we have done here. I have hundreds of messages this morning on my Facebook. And I think that what we are doing is the right thing. For me, personally, I've never done this for money. Never. And I would do it again, without a penny. Because you see a side of the immigrants that you have never seen before. And I think it's a tricky situation for the Canary Islands. And I don't think we need to copy and paste Greece. I don't think we need to do the same and create the same problems.
Since social media reported about the refugee hotel with a sea view, the project has received a lot of attention. About 120 people from half a dozen countries were accommodated in Puerto Calma at a wedding in early 2021, including a quarantine station for new arrivals. The residents can come and go, arranging their daily routine according to their own whims. You can see them in town, playing soccer on the beach or jogging along the boardwalk. Untove lives with her husband and two children in the neighbouring village. When she arrives at the hotel at noon, she is greeted by joyful faces and big hugs. She was christened Mama Africa, a Mother Teresa for African refugees who experienced a welcome in Gran Canaria that few had expected, not even Suleiman Jalla.
To be honest with you, I wasn't expect that if I come in a place, I will get received by someone. And I'm still grateful for that. Because you go into someone's land without no expectation. You just go there and you get received without no paper, without nothing. And if you put in a tent, you have to be grateful. And I'm so thankful up to now. I stay in the camp some like 4 to 5 days. Then I get transferred to a hotel.
Many Canary Island residents also responded to the arrivals more positively. By delivering food, donating clothes, volunteering to teach Spanish, and hosting checkers tournaments, which are very popular in many African communities. Every Saturday, Untove opens a hall full of clothes for men, women and children that have been dropped off during the week.
For sure. No, it's not Carlos that's here. Hello.
Suleiman Jalla was particularly lucky. Because of his size, the local handball club invited him to play. Now he is regularly picked up to train with local boys in Vecindario, 20 kilometers away.
We have loads of clothes donated to us. We have some really nice things here.
But the accommodation in tourist hotels was never supposed to be a permanent solution. In other hotel complexes, especially those occupied by young North Africans, there were also problems with the police and with rioting. This greatly affected the view of all immigrants in the public perception. Cheryl Jenner, a young Englishwoman who has worked in the Puerto Calma restaurant since the very beginning, does not share this negative view.
For me, it's been one of the best experiences I've ever had because it's been a real roller coaster of emotions. It's some days you are frustrated for the boys, some days you are sad for the boys, some days you want to do everything for them, and the ability to not be able to do that's really, really difficult because I think it's human nature to want to help people, and when you can't, it's so difficult. It's so difficult. Originally a little bit scared, a little bit apprehensive. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know anything about these people. You know nothing about how they've arrived here and what their experiences have been. But very, very quickly you become friends with these people. You are there every day.
But the Spanish government still plans to transfer most of the refugees to camps, which have been set up on Gran Canaria and the neighboring islands. The hotel Puerto Calma will then be deserted once more. Cheryl Jenner cannot hide her sadness about this.
I'm extremely sad. If someone had said to me 5 months ago, how would you feel? I would have said, they're clients, we're here to do a job. For me, it's far more than a job.
Untove is sad too, and she has a recommendation for her fellow human beings.
I would say open the door, don't be scared. Please integrate every human being that wants to come into your life. It gives you a lot of joy. I have laughed more the last 5 months than I've had done in many years. They are beautiful people. We have a lot to learn from them, much more than they have to learn from us.
DW.